Good morning. Good morning and welcome to the original Loretta Brown Show, radio to open the heart, heal the soul, and awaken the consciousness. Yes. Good morning, Benny.
Good morning, Loretta. Back for another one. You're back for another one. I like it.
I am, and I've got a wonderful guest hanging in the background here until I get through my beginning parts so I can bring him in. Yeah.
Perfect.
So we're into October, almost halfway through. Have you got your Halloween costume figured out?
I knew you were going to ask me that.
I'm wondering, are you guys having the competition?
So we have not really heard. We have a committee that's supposed to be kind of heading this one up this year as far as a, I guess I should say community committee. We're not really, I don't know. I don't have an answer really yet, but normally we have, you know, like a big event. This is going to be a little different. So, of course, there are suggestions on everyone like posting a picture or whatever. But for me, you know, it's all about the real deal live and impression because it's kind of you have to be in a little character a little bit. So it's a little more difficult that way. Other than that, I mean, we'll do what we can. I personally still have not found anything or started yet. I should. But I think that's because we're not really sure if we're going to have it. So I don't know if I want to put the effort into it, not to disrespect the event itself or just me, but like I have won it 3 times in a row. That included, I might just give up my reign this year.
Wow. 3 times in a row is pretty impressive.
Yeah. I mean, I was going to go for a four-peat, but I don't know. Maybe I'll just let one of the new guys come in.
I'm kind of afraid that the most popular costume this year might be the fly.
Right?
Sorry about that, listeners.
There's some good ones floating around already. No pun intended. Flying around, I should say.
No pun intended.
Right?
Yeah,
or
exactly.
Pun intended, right.
Yeah, your twins are all excited. Do they get a dress up for anything?
Well, that's another thing. It's just depending on area and what we want to do. We're kind of mm-hmm. in limbo on discussing that as well. I mean, I'm a little bit like more planning on the safe side, and it depends on where we go. You know what I mean? So there's that as well.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Yeah. Thanks. I put you on the spot, but you know, I want to know. I always have a little bit of community talk and family connection.
No, I get it. And I'm not the only family. I'm sure there's a lot of other families dealing with the same thing. So, you know, and it's going to be frustrating for, I mean, already the kids are doing a lot of Zoom and online stuff. And, mm-hmm. you know, this is just another thing. It brings them together with all their friends and their little buddies. And of course, how do you not hate on the Halloween? You got to love it. So it's one for the books
know,
for sure.
Yeah, I think you said something really great there. You know, we do have a lot of Zoom things going on, mm-hmm. a lot of technology, and, you know, different counties in the state of Washington, of course, different states are open in various degrees
right.
from the COVID mm-hmm. thing, right? But I think it's a time to be creative and try to remember that we need family and we need traditions and always stay safe.
Correct.
And I mean safe in all of our realms, physical and spiritual, mm-hmm. and yeah, love on each other. I think we need a lot of love right now.
You got that right.
Yeah. Well, like I say, I'm the owner of Reiki Oasis, located right here in the greater Seattle area for 26 years, going on 27. And we are still in business. We're still going with limited contact with the public. I'm doing most everything through the airwaves. I do have a Sunday meditation with Loretta every Sunday at 11 a.m., and I really recommend that you just join in. It's by donation. It's $0 to $22. Or, you know, if you wanted to donate more, you could. But, you know, but do join in. The idea of the Sunday meditation is so you could renew yourself, so you can connect more with your inner self, your higher self, God, divine, whatever it is, and kind of keep bringing yourself back into balance is what I say. Just keep coming back, keep coming back, keep coming back. And pretty soon it's just easier for you to stay in that positive frame of mind. Now I'm telling you, I'm doing Sunday meditations at 11. This coming Sunday, I will not be doing the meditation. I will be skipping this week because I've got some other things that I will be doing at that time. But I will start up again next Sunday. My monthly class with women, the Temple of Divine Feminine, will be Saturday, October 24th. And you can sign up for everything at schedule.reikioasis.com. Thanks to my amazing webmaster, Indigo Hako. Thank you so much all the time. And we are a listener-supported show, so I would be remiss if I didn't say, deep gratitude from my heart for any money that is donated through Patreon. You can go to patreon.com/theLorettaBrownShow, and that keeps us on the air, keeps us happy, and keeps wonderful guests coming in. Now, very briefly, I'm just going to mention the sky weather, as I call the stars in the sky and how they affect us. Some people call that astrology. I call it an energy. And I just want to mention to people that on Tuesday, October 13th, Mercury did go retrograde in the sign of Scorpio. And don't get all freaked out that Mercury went retrograde. Mercury is the planet of communication. People quite often get kind of riled up. They're like, oh, no, it's retrograde. Nothing will go right. But remember that all this is sort of an astrological forecast. If I know that it's rainy and cloudy outside, then I will prepare in a certain way. So realizing that Mercury is going retrograde in Scorpio, which is a very intense sign, just become aware of the fact that it just means it's time to rethink, retry, revisit, you know, do it over again. And this particular retrograde is asking us to remember that the answers to questions are not necessarily found outside of us, but inside us. So Scorpio wants us to go deep. And when we get quiet, when we take that time to meditate or pray or breathe into ourselves and seek our inner and higher guidance, that inner voice and higher self will respond to us and will begin to create some kind of a relationship with it that just helps you with everything. So it's an important message to remember that this particular retrograde, which is volatile, right, is going to go all the way until November 3rd, which happens to be election day here in the United States. And this retrograde can have an effect of creating confusion and delays in our lives and in things surrounding the election. And with Mars in Aries, there's the tendency to react rather than respond. So try not to fall into dehumanizing everything. Get back into your hearts, my lovely listeners. It's always my message. I just keep saying it over and over again. Just light your candle. That's all you got to do. Keep your candle lit. And if you need help with that, reach out, get some help. Reach up, get some help. Reach out to the right people. We also have on October 16th a powerful Libra super new moon. And this new moon, you're going to feel it. It's very powerful. It's in the sign of Libra, and so it's asking us to balance. And that might take some creativity or some counseling as we think of new ways to approach our lives and the spiritual world. So remember that these changes are just here greeting us, inviting us to step in. There is no going back to the way things were before COVID. And let's utilize this opportunity that we find in front of us to help us move into a new world. So I can't think of a better segue to bring my wonderful guest on my show. And I've had him on the show before. I absolutely love him on my show. I love our subject for today. And my guest this week is Yoichi Utebi. And Yoichi has a very eventful background. He was raised in a rare Japanese Christian family, spending his formative years in Beirut, Lebanon. He actually dodged bullets and bombings with his family before fleeing Beirut to London and back to Japan, leaving everything behind in a sudden evacuation. Yoichi spent 10 years in New York City. He was a member of a rock band, and he decided to forgo his musical pursuits and return to Japan, where after 12 years in marketing and management, he joined Happy Science, where he quickly rose to Director of International Communications. Yoichi Utebi is currently leading Happy Science's International Media Division, and he's the Executive Vice President of HS Productions and producer of the wonderful new movie called Twice Born, The Sun Shall Rise Again. And I interviewed Yoichi back in August to discuss their movie, HS Productions movie, The Real Exorcist. And if you haven't seen it yet, you need to do it. And today we're going to discuss Twice Born, which is a dramatic, inspiring account of how Ryo Okawa came to recognize his miraculous mission and the obligation he carries to share the truth with the world. Thank you so much for being on the show, Yoichi. It is such a pleasure to have you. Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah.
I flew in London. I'm calling you from London today. So yeah, it's a little bit of a time difference, but we should be good. Yes.
Well, thank you, especially for being on the show, because I know that's quite the time difference.
Oh, no, it's no problem at all.
Are you in London, Yoichi, to rekindle your band, your career, musician-wise? Because I really want to hear some music.
We are actually showing this Twice Born movie at the Raindance Film Festival.
Oh, cool.
So in theater, even though we are in a really difficult situation with COVID, we're still going to have this on-site theater lady event. So I'm looking forward for that. Yes.
I'm really glad to hear that. And that was actually one of my questions, like, what are the problems that you're running into with distributing the movie? You know, because here in the greater Seattle area, we heard that, I don't know if it's the one of the big cinema chains is closing down all their cinemas, right?
They're closing down, yeah. Yeah, we were very lucky because this movie, we were going with AMC. And AMC is still opening. But they only open from 3 p.m. So usually we have like three or four shows per day, but they're only going to have allow us to do two shows per day. Okay. But still, they're opening except for New York and Los Angeles, California and New York. So other than that, we have about 9 or 10 locations, including Canada. So we were pretty lucky. And even in this situation, we have at least 10 markets opening. So looking forward for that.
You know, I was kind of thinking about it. And I kind of had this question in my mind when I interviewed you for The Real Exorcist too, was here we are in the year of the pandemic. Yep. And you're providing these wonderful spiritual movies that are, I think, so timely, so needed right now, especially in our conscious evolution that we're going through. You know, we're going through something. Yeah. And So I'm just going to say this and you can comment on it.
Okay.
How do I say this? You know, there can be negative forces that try to stop us from getting things done. Mm-hmm. And there can be benevolent forces that help us break through that.
Right.
Have you experienced anything like that with the movies that you're putting out or with Twice Born or...
Actually we're doing actually pretty good because like in Japan, we're so lucky that all the theaters are open 100% with no social distancing.
Everything is
almost back to normal with masks on. So for this movie, you know, starting from tomorrow, actually, you know, from 16th. So we are very lucky to have it in Japan and also US and Canada, which we were hoping to have it to begin with. So fortunately, it seems like we are breaking through those negative forces that's trying to hit us. It seems like
good.
A little stronger, I think. Yeah, we're a little stronger than the negative forces. Yeah.
Good. I'm very glad to hear that. We'll certainly add my own little candlelight to that effort. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about this movie, Yoichi, right? Yeah. So I understand that this new movie called Twice Born, and I want to make sure people know that Twice Born does not have a space between it.
Right.
It's just one word. Don't get it confused with that older movie don't go watch that older movie called Twice Born. Right. This one is one word. But I understand this new movie is a biopic based off the life of Ryo Okawa. Mm-hmm. Who is Ryo Okawa? And how did this movie come about?
Yes, so Ryo Okawa, he is the founder of one of the most influential and most active spiritual movement in Japan today, which is expanding to a global about 110 countries. So we are almost reaching full countries in the world, but not quite there yet. But we've been around for over 30 years. I call Master Okawa, so I hope it's okay if you when I say Master Oka, it makes me feel more relaxed when I say Master Oka. So, anyway, so Master Oka established Happy Science more than 30 years ago, 1986. And since then, we've been active throughout the many different countries, trying to bring happiness to many people as much as possible through his teachings. So this story is based on his two activities which took place since he was born to the day he decided to stand on his own. That was 1991. He actually established Happy Science in 1986, but the first big event he held was 1991. Which was at Tokyo Dome. I think you guys know what Tokyo Dome is. It's the biggest dome in Japan, and it holds over 50,000 people. So Tokyo Dome was full house for his one of the major the first major lecture he did. And so this story will take up to that point where he stands up on the Tokyo Dome and so it's very, we live his life together since he's a really child, and he goes through a university, he goes to working as an elite businessman at one of the top trading company in Japan. But one day he's been getting calling from spirits, you know, since he was in college, university. And one day he decides to drop everything he has, all the fame, or not fame, all the success he would have as a top executive. And he also left his person he really loved, the woman, the loved one, and he decided to stand up on his own, and he started Happy Science just by himself. So it's a really dramatic, it's kind of very quiet. There isn't too much of like a drama in a way that is like action movie type of drama. It's really quiet and subtle. So we have to take it as a Japanese art film in a way. Hopefully people would appreciate this type of movie. It's 2.5 to 15 minutes. So it's not a short and sweet movie. It kind of goes on for a little bit for a while, but the thing about this movie is that you don't feel that length of time. You know those movies that you realize you are so into it, and at the end of the day, you just realize, oh my God, it's finished, and oh wow, it's already two hours over. But it was, you know, you'll feel something through this movie more than like actually hear and watch it, but you kind of feel it, you know, in your heart. So it's kind of difficult to explain it, but whoever watched this and whoever likes this kind of art film, you'll love it. Yes.
I think you've described it excellently. I've seen the film, and I'm with you. The film is done in such a way that the story of in this case it's Satoru who is the lead in the movie, playing the part of Master Okawa. Right. And yes. But it's told where people are reminiscing.
That's like right.
They're all at Tokyo Dome and at this massive event, which to me just boggles my mind that his first big event is full 50,000 people. I mean, what? That's just amazing. That's divine in its own right. But they do it in a reminiscing way to where you're pulled in. Mm-hmm. And they're telling these stories and talking about his life, but it's so relatable. I mean, I got to be honest with you, Yoichi, you know, like I myself, as well as everybody, is seeking, what are we really here for? Mm-hmm. What is our destiny? Where is the meaning of life?
The mission, yes. Mm-hmm.
And the movie just keeps, just gets you into that thread, and somehow... By the time the movie was over, I really wanted it to go on. I was like, when's the next one? I'm ready. Keep going. Right. But it really made me thoughtful.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
very
that's
thoughtful.
The biggest thing is to make inspire people about the things that should be done in your life. You know, because especially nowadays with COVID, like everything is just changing so rapidly.
Yeah.
We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow or a year from here. Hopefully things will be go back to normal, but with the economy, you know, fall down and how the movie theaters are closing, airlines are having difficulty, you know, all these huge, big monster businesses are having difficulties, and that's going to affect us for years to come. And hopefully we'll be able to overcome COVID with vaccine and things like that. But economy-wise, we might have difficulty, and COVID might not go away for the next 5 years. We just never know, right? But so there's uncertainty in everyday life. There is like unbelievable uncertainty. You know, I have to put the mask on everywhere you go. You know, yes. And in California, restaurants not even open yet. Can you imagine that? You cannot sit in a restaurant, and that's just so sad to see that's happening. But that's a reality. So this would like this kind of thing, which never we never expected, will make us think about, you know, it will stop us in our life. Like,
yeah.
So like, what am I doing? How is my life? You know, if you are 40, 50, 60, 20, it doesn't matter. What have I done in this, you know, 30, 40 years? And where am I now? And where am I going with this, where the society is going? What should be my role, you know, to play? Because I think it's time that we all start to realize that we do need to think about ourselves, of course, but also about the others as well, and try to find and seek the way that can help myself, but also that would help others as well. That's the only way we can overcome this COVID thing, I think. So this movie is like right on spot to make you think about that, I think.
I think it's so timely. In the movie, you know, it's real clear that Satoru is just an amazing young man. Amazing. Yeah. He studies hard. He's at the top of his class. He is brilliant, right? And he gets into the world of trading, mm-hmm. and international trading, and he's so successful. He's on such an upward trajectory, yeah. a rapid upward trajectory.
President or something like that. Actually, it's one of the biggest trading companies in Japan, and it's all based on truth. So
yeah, but for him to and I think the movie brings this out very well, and I'm pulling this piece out because I can sense from my own guidance that a lot of people listening are going to relate to what I'm going to say next, and that is that here we are in our everyday lives. I say chopping wood and carrying water. We all have to do it, right? It's sustainability, yeah. and taking care of our family. But yep. there's this burning desire in the heart of hearts,
mm-hmm.
a burning desire, which I think is placed within us before we come into our life, yes. from God or divine, whatever you want to call that.
Yep.
And there is a general activation of this right now, straight across the board, I'm seeing with my clients and even my own self.
Mm-hmm.
Like you say, what are we really here to do?
Yeah.
And in a time where, you know, we've got a choice right now. We can fall down in fear, right? And act like victims or powerless, mm-hmm. or we can go deeper, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So in a situation like this, you know, we have a tendency to rely on others. Like you would want to rely on your company. You got to help me out, you know, this company. Yeah. But like I'm saying, you know, company might fall, you never know. And then you're going to go to government. Government needs to help me. You know, they need to send me all the money and do everything because I have no money. But if you keep doing that, the government's going to fall. You know, I mean, society is going to fall. So we understand it's a very, very difficult situation, the hardest situation that we ever encountered probably, but this is why we need the idea of like self-help, I think. Like we're losing, you know, we can't forget that. So it's so difficult to say then Goichi, you're in Happy Science and you're okay, everything's fine with you, right? But what about me? My company might go bankrupt tomorrow, right? But it's the same thing with me. It doesn't matter who you are. It could happen to anybody tomorrow. And the only thing that's going to help us out is the idea of self-help. You know, you need to make effort and you have to help yourself. And that's what this movie is all about. In different angle is, you know, you have to help yourself and be diligent and keep making efforts. And by doing that, you will be able to open up the future. If you start relying on others and put responsibility on others that is around you, then you're never going to be able to overcome it or become successful or find a true mission. Because like you said, true mission already resides in ourselves already. You don't have to go out and look for it outside, but it's in you already. Because when you were born to this earth, of course, we believe in reincarnation, our souls live eternally. So before we came down, I'm sure we discussed, okay, I'm going to meet this person, I'm going to do this, do that, I'm going to have a difficulty here, struggle here, hardships, but this is a mission I'm going to accomplish, you know. And everybody, like, made a pledge, this is what I'm going to do. Then they were born. But of course, when we were born, we forget about all the pledges we made. But it's inside of each one of us. Each one has a different mission. Of course, you know, not everybody is the same. Nobody, if everybody becomes Ryuhooka, it just doesn't make any sense, right? But there's people who need to lead people, but there's others who need to cultivate and different missions. Each one of us have different missions. And it's not about how big it is, how strong influence is. It's not about that. It's about whether you can find that within yourself. And if you can, then you're going to have the most peaceful moment in your life. And also you're going to be feeling so happy and excited about it. Yeah.
I love that. Okay. So we're going to take a station break, Mr. Benny. Mm-hmm. And to everybody listening, my guest today is Mr. Yoichi Utebi. And we're talking about the new movie put out by HS Productions called Twice Born. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about how do you find your North Star? What is the North Star? Why do you want to find the North Star of your own life? This is Loretta Brown. We'll be right back.
Did you know that Reiki healing can be done at a distance? It's true. So let Reiki Oasis focus powerful energy to help relieve your stress, grief, sadness, anger, and so much more. Convenient, personalized treatments at a distance can increase lightness of being. During your appointment, find a quiet place to lie down or sit to receive healing energies. If you want help with your dis-ease, visit ReikiOasis.com. Harness life's energy. Visit ReikiOasis.com today.
We are the physicians, the nurses, the hospital and health system leaders. All we ask of you is to take three simple steps proven to stop the spread of COVID. Wear a cloth face mask. Maintain social distance, and wash your hands. Scientific evidence must shape our decisions, dictate our actions, and protect our health. We are not powerless. Together, we will defeat COVID. This has been a message from the American Hospital Association, the American Medical Association, and the American Nurses Association.
Time is funny. Sometimes it seems fast, and other times slow. When it comes to time slots remaining on Alternative Talk 1150, time is running out. In fact, there are just a few primetime slots available. So if you want to host your own radio program, the time to call 425-653-1150 is right now. Nope, no time for excuses. Dial 425-653-1150 to find out how affordable it can be to host a radio show. Alternative Talk, we have an opportunity waiting just for you.
Alternative Talk 1150, here to uplift your day.
Welcome back to the original Loretta Brown Show. And hey, I am Loretta Brown. I'm the original one. That's the way that goes. I'm the owner of Reiki Oasis. You can find out more about me at ReikiOasis.com. My guest today is Mr. Yoichi Utebi, and he is talking about the new movie from HS Productions, Twice Born, which is really based on the life of Master Akawa, right? So before the break, you were alluding to, and we were both talking about how, when we're born, we bring something with us. And I'd like to talk a little bit about finding the North Star. What is the North Star? Have you found your North Star, Yoichi?
Oh, yeah. I'm here. Till the end. Yes. I want to live up to Alisa. I want to live another 50 years. So
absolutely. Yeah.
Now I want to go to at least 100. So I have older I get, I think more inspirational and more influential in a positive way I can get. So I want to try to stay on earth as much as possible and share all the great, you know, wisdom that we've been gained. So
I love that. And the North Star to me is our higher calling, our higher destiny, or sometimes that we just keep going. You know, I like to remind people that, you know, when you're 100 years old, you probably have done some things that you didn't know you were going to do when you were 20, right? Because life has a way of sort of unfolding and leading you in that direction, which, by the way, the movie Twice Born really, really shows in you know, how that can develop. Right. I want to talk a little bit more about the movie. There's so many wonderful things in this movie. In the movie, there is a scene where the star of the show, Satoru, he is, I think, on a train, and he suddenly sees all of these dark influences, these dark entities or something around people. And he realizes that at least half the people on that commute are being influenced by these dark forces. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, so Satoru, the first enlightenment he had was in university. You know, he got the message, good news, good news, good news. And it was like automatic handwriting. That's when things really started to get really spiritual for him. And after that, I think that's when he started to see things which he wasn't seeing before. You know, it changed. It's like spiritual eyes, we call. So some people are born with it, right? And some people, when they are little kids, they see it, but when they get older, they kind of forget about it and disappears. Sometimes it happens when you get older. It depends on the person, but it's spiritual eyes. So I think he was open to that. So with that, he started to see the light. That means you're going to see the dark too, right? You can't really see the
Yeah, that's the flip side of the opening of the gifts.
Everything's light and so nice, but because we are living on a three-dimensional world, there's negativity and positive. That's why we're here. It's a soul training ground that we've been talking about. So there's a lot of negative influences that we are, you know, getting hit. And that's what he started to see. So it could be a haunting spirits, right? Wandering ghosts. It could be ghosts, spirits. Yeah. And evil spirits could be, you know, but everything is the laws of attraction. So laws of attraction works in positive way as well as negative ways. So if you're always thinking negatively, thinking hatred, anger, you know, all these negative things that you have, worries, distrust, then you're gonna start to pull in all these negative energies. So if you really think about it, you know, in everyday life, maybe the listeners can think about it. In the past 10, 20, 30 years, you know, how much negative things have you thought about? a lot of negative things, right? I mean, maybe hopefully it's not more than 50%, because if you're thinking always negative, that means you're pulling in this negative energy into you every single day, every moment. And that's so unhealthy for your spirit at the soul's point of view. Even how good you eat, spiritually you're so unhealthy if you're putting in all these negative energies into you. And that's what he started to see, you know, these negative energies that people are pulling in because of what they're thinking, you know, how they.
I think that's such an important point right now, Yuichi, you know, because we're so divided here, not only in the United States, but I think globally, but we definitely, and I'm going to say on the political level, people are just getting so, you're on my side or you're over there, right? And this constant feeding of negativity, I don't know, somebody said one time, you know, garbage in, garbage out, right? Yeah. Like that. How do we know, and I don't know if you can answer this question, but how do we know if we're under some sort of a negative influence? Is it just that we are so negative all the time?
No, because we are children of God. We have a Buddha nature. So before we came down here, I'm sure we all came down from heaven, not from hell. And so we don't like, right? But you see the beings, right? I mean, there is a like like a horror movie where the baby is already possessed, but that's a horror movie, okay? If you see a baby in your everyday life, you see a baby just so peaceful and cheerful and happy, and you just hold the baby, you feel the warmness because they are so full of light. So we are basically like that. So if we were raised exactly as how the baby state of mind, and we grow up, then we could become, you know, like such a peaceful person and pure person like babies. But we can't, because there's so many different things that's happening in our life. So eventually we start to, you know, expose to negative things, and we start to observe negative things. So we can go back to our Buddha nature. So that's very important. And how do we find Buddha nature is, mm-hmm. you have to look inside. This, you just can't look outside and find your true nature, because you're talking about yourself. If you really think about it, we're talking about ourselves, you and me, and the listeners, one by one. Nobody can tell you who you are and what you're thinking and what you should do, but you are the only one that knows really, really deep inside of you what you are really thinking every day. You can be so cheerful and nice and loving person, but what you're thinking deep, deep, deep inside, nobody's gonna know about you. And that's the point. So that's why we always talk the self-reflection is very important. You know, calm your mind, get the energies through you, through meditation, breathing, and really look within to find, search for that, the peacefulness, the serenity within yourself, because we all have that. We just need to take our time and look into that, you know, be connected to that source that's already inside of you. And that needs to be guided, I think. We need it to be guided. So somebody needs to guide, you know, in order to do that, because in modern days, 99% of the time, you're looking outside and not many people look inside. But I try to look inside of myself like 90% and try to look outside 10%, but also we need to balance it, but always think about what I'm thinking and how much influence I'm trying to, you know, I'm having for affecting other people and things like that. But not many people think like that nowadays, right? Mm.
I so resonate with everything you're saying. I really believe that the positive mindset is vitally important. Mm-hmm. And I tell people all the time that sometimes it's a tenacity. It is a discipline. But even if you just spend 5 minutes a day, even 5 minutes, 1 minute, I mean, you know, come on, you know, and center yourself, you know, yep. breathe that in. And, you know, I'm a Reiki practitioner, so we practice, you know, the five Reiki principles, which this is not a show about Reiki, but there are things such as just for today, I will not get angry, you know, mm-hmm. and you introspect, have I been angry, right? Just for today, I won't worry. And then you do that self-reflection, right? Today, I'll be grateful, you know, I'll be kind, you know, these sorts of things, which really relate to everything. And they also relate into, I think, some of the beliefs and practices of happy science, which might be why I'm in so alignment with it, right? Mm-hmm. But this positive mindset, you know, this, you know, it changes us. It changes it just changes us.
Yes, and it will change other people too. That's mm-hmm. the power of changing yourself. You change yourself and you change the world.
Yeah.
But you cannot change the world, but you can change yourself.
Yeah. Yes, you can. And that idea too, that no one knows what's going on up here. We all know that's true. Someone said to me not too long ago, she said, are people getting more psychic, more intuitive and telepathic? And I said, yeah, I actually believe we are. She says, I can't wait till I can read everybody's minds. And I go, oh, no, you don't. You don't want to. I don't think you really want to go there. Right. Yeah, until this is all cleaned up.
Yeah. That's so true. Yeah.
So it begins with the self. Mm. You know, it doesn't begin with something far from us. It begins. With ourselves.
So discipline. That's why discipline is important. I mean, having fun and going out there, like being excited, you know, do the exciting things, that's great. We need to do that in our life. But at the same time, we also need to have some time, moments where you have a quiet moment for yourself. And you look back, you look into yourself and you see so many negative things, you're going to see it because that's good. That means you're looking into it. If you don't see it, that means you're not looking into it, because there are so many things that's happening in everyday life that is not positive. We all know that, right?
Yeah.
So it's good to face it and start to see.
You know, in the movie, there's so many good moments in that movie. I was thinking when you were talking, you know, even the name of the movie, Twice Born, mm-hmm. right? Because there is a moment in the movie where Satoru is having this realization of how he's been living his life. And can you talk about that? What happens?
Yeah, so again, he reflects upon himself, right? And then he starts to see, oh, I mean, he's a great guy. He was a great, perfect, almost like a perfect boy, great person, personality. He's probably a great, you know, great person. Even the person like him still would look back to himself and find things that mm-hmm. He didn't harm anybody intentionally, right? It doesn't seem like from what I see in the movie, but what he's saying is like, was I selfish or not? So his discipline is beyond. It's not about hurting people, but it's about, you know, have I been too selfish? Was it just about myself and not thinking about other people? That was his level of self-reflection. So that is a very, very high level of self-reflection, you know. But so he was looking through that, you know, and he finds all these little moments when he was a young boy in the university, and how he was selfish or always thinking about himself more than other people. Yeah. So that was a very important moment, I think, before he realizes, I need to stop this, you know? And he kind of went to the extreme where he dropped everything to do this. Yeah, not many people can do that, but that was the mission he had, so he did it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was his calling. And also, Twice Born, or being reborn or rebirthing himself in some manner. Yeah, mm-hmm. with the help of his spirits, his guidance, his God, mm-hmm. Buddha, you know, yeah. Jesus, everybody.
Sure. Yeah. So, you know, in reality, Masaokawa was thinking, he thought he could do this together. Like, he'll be working in as office, in as an elite and businessman. He can contribute to the society through business. But at the same time, maybe he does it on a weekend or half a day. He'll do all these spiritual things and get the spiritual messages and try to do some teachings. But the spirits, you know, in heaven said, you just can't do that. You got to choose it. And now it's time for you to choose it. Are you going to do it or not? You know, that
well,
was...
Well, yeah. I'll
try to do the both, right? But you can't. Sometimes you have to choose one.
Yeah, I was thinking about that verse from the Bible, and people, excuse me for my Bible training, but it says you can't serve two masters.
Mm-hmm.
You can't serve two masters. You can only serve one master. Yep. So it's something to think about.
Yeah.
How does a person discover their purpose, Yoichi? What mm-hmm. what questions should they ask, or what signs should they look for?
Like I said, you know, we already decided what we wanted to do before we came down to Earth. That's one thing. You can just say, you don't have to believe it 100%, but just think about it. What if I did that? You know what I mean? What if I already knew what I wanted to do before I came down? That's the kind of mindset you need first, because without that, you're going to look for it outside of yourself. So just think, I already have it in me, you know? So then at that point, you can start to think about, so what are the environments that I've been living, you know, past 30 years, 40 years, 50 years? Because everything that is, there's a meaning to it. So if you look back to your childhood, you know, where were you born? How was your parents? You know, who are the people around you, the work environment, the people that you have around you now? You just kind of self-reflect upon it, you know, one little by little. And as a cumulative, you know, thing, you're going to know, like, okay, I think that's why I chose my environment, because you chose your environment. Yeah. You chose your parents. You know, maybe you had such a difficult time when you were a kid. You know, and you look at other people and say, "Oh, I wish I had my mother and my father was like them, but mine is not." You know that you put that as a responsibility and blame them, but not yourself. But you have to realize, don't blame them, because you chose that environment. So you have to think all the things that happened to you until now is something that you already chose. So don't put that outside of you and put it the responsibility outside of you. Think of it as you chose it. And that's the reason why you chose it, is because you have this mission that you want to accomplish. And in order to do that, you wanted to learn all these things, you know, different difficulties and great things. And if you really think about that deeply, then you can hopefully like find something that resonates to you from inside of you. You know, maybe this might be something I should be doing instead of this. Or maybe what you're doing right now is perfectly fit to what you have done, then maybe you are living your mission. But if you're having a difficult time, you know, feeling that you know what you're doing, just look back to yourself and self-reflect to the life you had. Then through that, try to look within, you know, listen to your inner voice. We call it inner voice, right? And guiding spirits, higher angels, whoever you want to call them, listen to the inner voice and listen to what they want to tell you and get the hint out of it. And if you find something, and if you feel the passion that you think this is what I really want to do, and even if you forget about it, if you still remember it, I think that's something you should be doing. That doesn't mean throw everything away like Masaoka did and just, you know, pursue this thing. But I'm just saying, you know, even Master took years and years before he decided to establish Happy Science. So if you do see something that is very, very passion for you, keep working on that as you're working on things that you already have. And hopefully that would, you know, start to grow inside of you and things will start to unfold. Then hopefully, you know, you might be able to, you know, find the real purpose within that. So the one thing you have to really be careful is, I think there's a metaphor of a gold digger. You know, you keep digging the gold and you only had, gold was right here. It was like only like 1 feet away, but you stop digging it. And you say, oh, there's no gold here. But all you have to do is dig one more scoop and you hit the gold. So keep digging and keep digging, you know, don't give up on it. And that's another, I think, important thing. If you really feel the passion. Yeah.
Everything you say is so good. I was thinking to myself when you were talking that a lot of people come to me and they're so unhappy. They're so unhappy. They're so unhappy with their job, but they just feel like it's just bleh, you know, it's awful. They don't like the people they work for. They don't like the person they're in relationship with. They don't like their children. They don't like the dog. They're just unhappy. So can we find our North Star from such a place of unhappiness?
Sure. Okay. Yeah. It's how you take it. It's a perspective, you know, it's a mindset. If you are unhappy with your workplace, then maybe, I mean, it's difficult to say, but it could be you that's making other people unhappy too. It could be, right? It could be. It might be your personality. So again, I know it's difficult to think that way, but sometimes people are very evil too. You know? if you are in a situation where you are not supposed to be there, okay, if you're not supposed to be, if there's a listener who's having difficulty right now, just think of it this way. You're having a difficulty now. What you need to do is not to blame it on others. Okay, stop blaming it on others, the unhappiness. But just take it in as it is. And if you stop blaming others, and if things doesn't change, it will change for you. the environment will change for you. So you might find a new job, or the person you really hate might be transferred. Things would happen. But until you change your mindset, it's going to keep on doing the same thing.
Yeah.
The life is so strange and so funny and so interesting. When you change your mind, the three-dimensional things kind of follow you. You know what I mean? And once you start experiencing one or two of those things, you kind of get hang of it. Okay, this is how I should be thinking, because it's going to turn around, and it does turn around. So once you know how this mechanism work, that the laws of the universe work, then you'll be able to kind of not control it, but be able to control your mindset. Because, you know, being positive means that, because yeah. Your environment is not going to change tomorrow. It might take 6 months, it might take a year, but keep thinking, you know, it's not about the other people, it's about me and how I look at it. And eventually things will start to turn. That's why I think we really need like a mentor or the guidance, because people will go back to it again and again and again. So you have to remind them, okay, you're doing it again. You just said this person you don't like, this person you don't like. You're saying it again. You have to take it back to yourself, you know, and just keep training yourself that way. And that's how you can overcome to be the positive person, I think.
That's a wonderful answer. Thank you. I sometimes think of it as, number one, it is a shift. It's a shift of mindset, but it's like get into the flow of the universe, get into the flow of God. And like you say, you know, the question a lot of people always have, and you hit on it, is, am I supposed to be doing something else? Well, get quiet and begin to shift that mindset. And kind of like what we see in the movie, Twice Born, his abilities start to open up. His understanding opens up. Right. And it goes beyond just knowledge. It goes into some sort of understanding of something.
That could happen to everybody. He's a special person, but we're the same human, you know, same human being. We are under living the same law, universe.
Yeah.
That's going to happen to us as well. It will start to shift, and it's not going to happen overnight. And you're going to go back to the old way of thinking, back again. But you know, keep trying it. Eventually, you'll start to feel the shift inside of you.
Yeah. We've got like, I don't know, maybe a minute or two. What is the main message of this movie, and where do people find this movie? How can they see it?
Okay, so we are in selected cities. If you go to the website, twicebornmovie.com, twicebornmovie.com, you'll see the other listings of the theaters. Also, the VOD and DVD is coming out in next January. So whoever cannot go to theater or miss the theater, they'll always go to watch it on VOD, which might be the easiest for nowadays. And the main message is, again, you know, be together with this Satoru, you know, learn, walk the path together with Satoru, and through that, you're going to feel something. And so it's important you keep your mind open and try to find the mission or the purpose in your life. I think
that would be it. Thank you so much, Yoichi Utebi, and executive producer of HS Publications. And thank you so much for being on the show. Blessings to you and all of your efforts. And I'm in with anything you do. This is Loretta Brown. To all of my listeners, change your mind, change your life, stay in the light, and blessings to everybody. Thank you so much.